That was the Drive-By Truckers with one from their latest album, American Band. That was called Surrender Under Protest. We had American football back there, Jim James, Mike Doty, and Salvador Ross. And as promised, we have more live music for you here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I have been hearing about this band for quite a while, and if you have not seen them live, I highly recommend that you do because they are awesome. And we're going to get a taste of that here in just a moment and tell you how you can go check these guys out and celebrate their album release. We're going to get all the details and get to know them. But first, we are going to hear a live one from our guests, Skirt. Take it away, you guys. Skirt live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here. This was super exciting that we got this timed out ahead of the album release.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
My pleasure. So how was it that the three of you kind of came together and formed this band? Give us the backstory.
Well, started in Abby's parents' basement. Let's see. 5 years ago almost now, and as many of our other bands had, but one day we just decided to stop being in other people's bands and just do our thing, the two of us, and we didn't bring Micah on until about a year ago, exactly.
Nice. So what was the sort of impetus to go from being a duo into a trio?
Couldn't possibly be any louder, just the two of us.
And, got to bring in extra hands.
Yeah, we needed to go to the next level of obnoxious loudness, and I think we're there now, and it's awesome.
Micah, what was it like for you, kind of coming into this project that these two had been holding down for quite a while, and adding to the volume.
It's been really great. My old band used to play with Skirt quite a bit, so I was pretty familiar with a lot of the songs. And I had been kind of jokingly harassing Abby for like a year, suggesting that it would be fun to let me play bass in the band. So.
Oh, that was a joke.
So what does the kind of writing process look like between the three of you, or does one person kind of take the lead and the others bring in their parts later, or how does that all work?
In the before we had Micah, Ashley would bring like a riff, and then I would add a riff, and then she would add a riff, and then we just kind of play with the same things forever. And then like so, I can't really describe how we even got anything done. I don't know how we did,
probably
but
why it's taken us 4 years to put
yeah,
an album,
but. Probably. But Micah will bring songs now, and we have like a totally new way of writing. So it's more like standard professional way now. Like
yeah, we're kind of grown up now.
We're actually getting things done. So I don't know. It's getting more interesting for sure.
Yeah.
What was the process of putting the album together? Like had you guys started it before you became a trio, or was that kind of all happening at the same time as the band was growing?
Most of the songs came from me. They're crazy old. A lot of stuff I wrote back home in Bell Fountain, and brought them to Abby, and we had already recorded with Derek two songs, and we just kind of sprung it on him last minute, like, hey, we just brought on Micah, how about getting him in here and doing that, would that be okay? And he said yeah, but a lot of the songs were much older, and Micah just kind of, he already knew them, picked them up, brought them to us, and really made them sound way better. So we just went into the studio with Derek and finished those up with him not too long ago.
Nice, very nice. And you're celebrating the release of the album Saturday the 29th at Blind Bob's, and that is a killer lineup, I have to say.
Thank you.
Oh yes, we had to stuff as many friends in there as possible. We're so excited. It's like our baby's being born, you know? But we've been pregnant for like 4.5 years.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, we have Lung from Cincinnati, who are so great. Like, I can't say enough
great
good
teams.
Things about them. Like, not only are they great people, they have the best music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Dirty Socialites, who, you know, are pretty much Dayton legends now. And they actually recorded our album.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have Yikes a Band, who are friends. They are a two-piece, and they do some
synth-pop
like dance
stuff,
positive
yeah.
kind of stuff. It's awesome. And then now we just added a Canadian band called Dox, and I've heard only great things, so it is totally loaded.
It'll be a very varied show.
Yeah, no.
that's variety.
If you're looking for it, we got it.
Yep.
Well, like that's it's funny that you should mention that. Like that's one of the things we were talking about as we were breaking down old news as set in the studio here, is like how cool it is in Dayton that you can have a varied bill, and like people come out and they're excited about it, and it seems to create a lot of opportunities for bands who might get like pigeonholed into a genre. Have you guys had that experience as well?
Yeah.
I think me and Ashley, like as a two-piece, have played with every kind of band because people never knew where to put us.
Yeah.
So we played with every kind of band in Dayton, and like we really enjoyed that. So like going forward, we still try to incorporate that same attitude. Like, yeah, it's totally different.
We
but,
like your band. Please play with us.
Doesn't mean it's not going to be a great show. You know, you want to have some variety. And I like as much variety as possible.
Yeah, same.
For sure. It's so incredibly fun to go to a show to see, like, the band you know and get totally blown away by something you wouldn't even know to look for because it's, like, so outside your wheelhouse, but to, like, fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We do that all the time.
What's kind of next for you guys as we move into the summer? You'll have the album. Are you going to try to get on the road with it a little bit, or kind of stick close to town?
We're hoping to get out on the road with it. We are currently writing a bunch of new material when we are going to present for you tonight. But there are many songs that are in our back pocket that we've been working on and ready to release soon. But planning to tour with the release Toxic Schlock.
Very nice. So, are you gonna try to hop back into the studio fairly quickly then?
I mean,
like later this year? Or?
Yeah, we want to.
We're not gonna wait another 4 years.
Even if we have to release like a single or a split, we still want to record and release stuff. We don't want to be like we've been, obviously.
And I'm sure it's got to feel kind of good to like get the stuff you've been working on for so long out and kind of have look forward to releasing some of the newer stuff that you've been writing as a three piece.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't exactly say it's like a tumor being removed, but we do feel lighter that it's recorded now.
So. It's out into the world for the other people to enjoy.
I think this is actually like the first opportunity. A lot of people will have heard our music all cleaned up and like recorded instead of hearing us live, where we're just blasting it to the wall and just going for it. And like a lot of people have come to me and already said, like, I did not know that's what you were playing, or like that's what that sounded like. And it's, you know, thankfully they've said it sounds way better.
Has the recording experience changed the way that you guys are playing live at all, or the way that you're tackling particular songs?
Some vocal stuff is kind of carried over.
Yeah,
maybe some stuff that we kind of improvised or last-minute additions vocally that then sound, we like the sound of us. We've incorporated a little bit of those into the new live stuff.
Nice. Very nice. Moving forward from the release show, where will folks be able to get their hands on the album?
We have a couple of Cincinnati dates after. I think we're going to be at the Motor Pub on May 4th, mm-hmm. and then later on in the month, we're going to be, actually, I don't think it's, well, for now, Motor Pub's our only date in Cincinnati, so we'll have to.
People can watch the Facebook for that.
Yes. Bandcamp, you can find us there to grab the CD if you need. I think we plan on getting rid of some copies at Omega, so it's in the local area, so people can find us there.
And after the release, it'll be on Spotify and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you can get it from Triple F Records, which is the label Derek Gall's label, who's putting it out for us. So
yes,
definitely check that out.
Excellent. And we've got links up to show details, and we'll get your Bandcamp page up there as well at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can connect with Skirt there as well. Keep tabs on where they're going to be. But you should be at Blind Bob's on April 29th. It's their release show. They're going to be joined on stage by Lung, Dirty Socialites, Yikes a Band, and Docs. And if Motor Pub down in Cincy is a little closer for you, that date is May 4th. In the meantime, what do you guys think? You want to do some more live ones?
I think so.
All right. We've got Skirt in the house. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Give it back to me, I can't see, I can't hear a thing.
Skirt live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you guys so much. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Check out Skirt on April 29th at Blind Bob's. They're going to be celebrating the release of their new album. It's called Toxic Schlock. And they're going to be joined on stage by Lung, Dirty Socialites, Yikes, A Band, and Docs. And they'll also be playing May 4th down at Motor Pub in Cincinnati. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
We're going to hear one right now from a band that's going to be joining Skirt at their album release on the 29th. Here is Lung.
And I know life is better when it hurts me, and it hurts a little harder with you. But I just keep on searching just to find love at the bottom of the barrel.